Buffalo Soldier. Sorry.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of your favourite actual play RPG podcast, the Dice Yay. And Die Show.
Oh, yeah! Woo-hoo!
This is we're the same people you always knew and loved, the D&D show.
I thought it was Die and Dice.
Dice and Die Show. I'm being videoed, I think. My wife's no. My wife's doing a quiz with her friends and she's sneaking through the room.
Just quietly, so they can hear.
Yeah. We can help. What's the question?
What's the question? We'll help.
We probably cannot.
Is it anything to do with constitution? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm your host, DM, GM, whatever you want to call me. My name's Luke, LukeBaby86. With me tonight, I am joined by Sean. Sean.
Hello.
Sean
Hello.
Lee.
Yes. Sean Lee. Your full name.
You play Pock. The druid.
Apparently, yes. I'm in control of him.
You are indeed.
He does stuff he doesn't understand.
Don't we all? James Bly.
Hello there, sir.
Hello, James. But you, Scapes. Justice Scapes. The human escape. Paladin. Gavin Bourne.
You know what?
Sorry, mate.
I was going to say, every time you say justice, I remember, do you ever watch The Day Today? And they bring, back the dead guy to electrocute someone and he's like goes justice when he does it, but sorry anyway.
And then Gavin Bourne.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Playing Bolt for a dwarvish swashbuckling.
Absolutely.
Rogue. And Lisa Horton. Hello.
Chin chin.
What are you drinking?
An abnormally large vodka and Coke because I didn't measure when I poured. So it's very strong.
The best way of doing it. Alisa is a Millicent Smellablum, something from another place. A hard bard. I'll forget your name. I think I remembered it last time, but I've forgotten it already. Yes. Here we are. We are the D&D show. We are using our full name on our social media. You might have noticed that over the past couple of weeks. Or a few days if you're watching live, or a few weeks if you're listening to the podcast. The Dice and Die Show. We made a decision that we need to kind of... We don't want to get sued by Wazzy, and we need to distance ourselves. We played some Call of Cthulhu a few weeks ago. Whether that's been released or not yet, I don't know. We might venture out into some other games as well. So we don't want to be pigeonholed. And this way it keeps our options open whilst still you know exactly who we are and what we're about. So there you go. How's everyone been? Good week?
Yes.
Yeah, not bad.
I had actual social distanced people over. So happy about that.
Yeah, you
Sean
guys,
was one of them.
I'm going to say you had a little get together, didn't you?
We did.
You have a good time?
Yeah, we just got drunk and played No More Jockeys.
We did. Which is a great game we all need to play on stream at some point.
Right. Is that the thing that you were talking about in chat the other day?
Yeah, it's Alex Horn, who does Taskmaster. On his, he's made a YouTube channel for it called No More Jockeys, and it's literally just a word game that you can play with friends about naming a celebrity and then putting in a rule like No More Jockeys. So as you go through the game, more rules are added and you have to remember what the rules are. But the fun part is coming up with really weird rules.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
It was like Edwina Curry, No More Dinners was one of my favourite ones.
So what does that mean if you say that then?
No one else you come up with or anyone comes up with can have a name that is anyway associated with dinner.
Tim Rice, for example.
Great idea.
Right. I didn't understand. When you briefly explained it in chat, I was like, that's over my head.
Until you play it, it makes no sense. And it's a stupid game, but it's brilliant.
It's really dumb. One of my favourite polls that we did was, I think I said Bjork, no more names that could be conceivably IKEA furniture. and actually, that was really tough because pretty much anyone can.
Everything. I think Sigourney Weaver came up and we contested that.
Sigourney? We could buy Sigourney
right?
Get two for dinner.
That's like a rattan chair, isn't it, Sigourney Weaver? Surely.
I've got it. I'm in.
Cool.
So that's what we've been doing.
That sounds like a good time.
It does actually. Yeah, yeah.
I've just been ill, really, really ill.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I don't know. It's my mental health been and I've got ME, myalgic encephalopathy. Blah, 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 I don't know. Can't never pronounce it, which is basically CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome, which I hate that name because basically it just implies that I'm a little bit tired all the time, which is just completely not what it is. But I've also been diagnosed a year or two back with fibromyalgia as well. So I have chronic fatigue and chronic pain. So basically when I go through periods, the heat hasn't helped. I get really swollen. I get brain fog, like I'm walking around in a daze and like a zombie and I can't concentrate. And that affects my mental health. And then I have no enthusiasm or energy to do anything. And it's just all culminating in the past week where I've just been dead, completely dead. But I'm feeling a bit better today. We'll see. We'll go. We get there. I don't know. But
you get to see.
I did a fundraiser for ME once. Actually,
cool.
Yeah, it was a concert I played back when I was in Faultline. Yeah,
going way back.
But yeah, I mean, a long time ago.
Yeah, it's nasty. It's hard to kind of explain, and it's basically. There's so many different symptoms, and it's you get diagnosed with it when they can't work out what else is wrong with you. Basically, they run loads of tests to see, you know, and if it doesn't show up on any test, then they go, "Well, it must just be this." Then, and it's really bullshit because really, that it's not a real condition because it doesn't actually. There's nothing to prove that it exists other than.
It's almost they're saying like, "Oh, there's pain, but no, we're just going to call
and
it
as,
this."
As soon as I was diagnosed, they just gave up trying to treat me. They gave up, you know, trying to give me anything other than antidepressants. Yeah. So it's like, "Here, we'll just have some antidepressants and shut up whinging." And it was like, "Well, that's not good enough, to be honest."
No,
so
definitely not. No,
I cope okay most of the time. Just manage my activities, manage my energy levels. I can walk because I saw on Facebook I would want to lose some weight, and everyone was giving me advice. But I was like, "I can walk, and that's about it." Like today, I've probably done over an hour of walk. Went to the park and forest with the dog, and then this evening I went out with my daughter on her bike and walked around the block like three times, which was actually about a 25 minute walk. So I can do that kind of stuff okay, but like I can't do weights. I can't even do yoga. I've tried doing yoga and it just turns my body to jelly for about 3 days.
I don't think anyone can really do yoga anyway.
No,
some people can.
When we went into lockdown, I like Sean was talking about the Couch to 5K, like me and the missus nailed the Couch to 5K and we knocked it out. And when I went back to work, as soon as I went back to work, I just couldn't do fuck all after that. It was like, I've been to work, I'm coming home, I'm not doing anything else. And since I've been back on furlough, I've been on furlough for like a week and a bit now, and I still haven't got the enthusiasm to go and do any exercise. It's so fucking hard.
Yeah.
I don't get these people that get pleasure out of doing exercise, honestly. I'm just like, mental. Yeah. I really do.
I was one of them very briefly.
Yeah,
and then
it's good for your mind as well.
When you've done a run and you've gone out and you've done it, you feel so good. Yeah. But it's getting to that point of actually doing it. It's so
to be fair, you can do the same job with a chicken burger meal, can't you? Really?
Give me a shit ton of sugar, some MSG, and I'm well away. It's
and you think the more sugar you have, then the more energy you've got to burn.
So exactly. And you don't have to do any work to get it. No. Just eat.
One of the lesson for you there, kids.
When this gets released as a podcast, can we chuck a disclaimer at the front?
Government guidelines.
Will we get
eat
that?
Out, help out, guys. All right.
Yeah. If we get a sponsorship with Aldi or something, what we were talking about last week, and, you know.
Tub
of ice cream, make you feel good.
The government this week announced, you know, they're going to ban, what was it?
Poor people.
No, ban.
this is it.
They ban fast food advertising before 9 o'clock. And then they go and do 50% off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
It's bullshit, though, right? Because it's only, from what I've understood of it, it's only if you actually eat in. So you can't go for a drive-through.
Yeah.
You can only get 50% off if you want to go and catch COVID. Like, exactly, and it's fucking nonsense. And then we've got areas of the country who have gone back into lockdown. So, like, Greater Manchester have gone back into lockdown. You're not allowed to visit families and relatives and stuff now. But you can still go to the pub and get 50% off your food. So you can't have a safe...
You can catch COVID and get 50% off your food.
Yeah. It's fucking government, man.
Honestly. Just gather. Make sure that if you're gathering with social distance, it's anywhere and there's a till. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
There's weird, anywhere where the government can fucking tax you. Bullshit.
As long as the owner of Weatherspoons is happy,
and that's
everyone's happy.
It's probably why you can only get it if you eat in. Because if I remember rightly, from my days back when I used to do hospitality in restaurants and pubs and stuff, like if you eat in, you have to pay VAT. But if you're buying food from like a supermarket, taking it home, you then there's no VAT. So
right.
That's
because you're paying for a service rather than just food.
Yeah.
Tories, eh?
Love them.
Amazing. Yeah.
Bloody Tories.
Yeah. Let's play some D&D.
Let's play some D&D. So I haven't got a bloody clue what happened last week. Like I said, I've been in a daze and I don't really remember much. So I know the past couple of weeks I've done the catch up for you, but I would like you to roll me a D20 and then somebody else can tell me what's happened.
Right off.
Highest wins.
Nine.
Oh, well, I've got 9 and 0.
Oh, Millicent.
Natural 20.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, I don't remember anything.
You have to help me, guys. I don't.
I've got notes. Yeah, I'll chip in as and when necessary.
I wrote. Yeah, I've been concentrating on one very specific part of the story for the last few days.
I was going to say, you haven't played for a month. Like, come on.
Yeah.
All we need is what happened last week.
I'll start you off. There was an owlbear.
There was.
From there.
So we were battered and bruised and out of spells and also health. But we still had to find out what was behind that last door. Foolishly. We discovered an owlbear. And though I believe one of you guys figured out very quickly that it was kind of captured there rather than necessarily being a threat. So we all kind of swept out of the way and tried to let it escape. Which we did successfully, but I think maybe one or two of us got hit by
I got smacked down to zero and was doing death saves. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Yeah, I took a couple, but nothing like that. Wow.
Yes. But it was essentially backed into a corner and scared. Once it'd gone, we went in there to have a mooch and we discovered a door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Which
didn't go through.
We didn't go through because we were so damaged. But the door itself had a mechanism by which you had to put something you'd killed in front of it to open it, which we did and then promptly shut it because we were scared of what was behind it. Well, I was.
Yeah, I was pretty scared.
I was like, let's not go down there. What else happened? We headed back to...
We found some remains.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you did. I've forgotten about that.
We found
some remains.
We found a body, didn't we?
A body of a chewed up.
We found the body of Sildar. Oh my god, I can't believe
that.
That's right.
We found the body of Sildar, who we had thought all this time was, sending us on this expedition himself. But now we're pretty sure he's a doppelganger back in Phandalin. So now we have that information. We're going in trying to find a way to
knock him out.
We could do that. But we were trying to be... What was it? Pock suggested we try and get the money out of him first, which seems pretty...
Well, how much money did he promise you?
500 gold.
That's a lot of money.
I was so incensed. I was so happy. Because the first game I ever DM'd, I did the exact same thing where I was like, here's a list of things you could do. Here's one for a huge amount of money. And of course, the players went straight for the huge amount of money and not realizing that it was indeed a trap. And now I feel really stupid, but also it works, doesn't it?
It does.
It always works. And all the carrots. So we're now back in Phandalin. We took the horses back. Pock charmed... I can't remember his name.
Darren Edermath, I think.
Edermath, that's it.
Right.
Charmed him for some reason.
I panicked for our charm person spell out for no reason whatsoever. And now we're probably in trouble.
But we do have Sister Gariel helping out to fix Gundren.
But we're still not sure about Sister Gariel because she's sent us on some mental mission or she wants us to go on some...
Well, Scapes went through a bit of a thing of... cutting everyone he walked past. And I can't remember. Did he manage it with Sister Gariel?
No, he didn't. But he managed the slight of... He did like a deception check or something to pass it off as an accent, which passed. and then actually failed to get her. So it was kind of a case. So she was like, oh, are you all right there? Like, falling over. That's it. I remember that.
Scapes is pretty para right now.
Yeah.
Which is completely
He's pretty much the general in Apocalypse Now at the moment.
Suspects everyone. Even us, I think, at this point.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's what I am.
I don't know where we left off, though. Like,
We've been given a mission to find Agatha by Sister Garrielle. So in order for her to treat Gundren, we had to go and do a mission for her. This is the only notes I took.
Ask about the book written by Beau Gentle.
Yeah, that's the one. People like to her, play to her tune, ask for Agatha, present her with a gift, and she will answer any question.
And it's in Coneybury, which is the way towards the mines anyway, I think.
Yeah. And I think we need to maybe ask some people if they know anything about Agatha.
She's a banshee, isn't she?
We found out she is a banshee.
Mm-hmm.
Did she give us that information, or did we...
I think we rolled for it, I think.
Yeah.
Galeen it.
Yeah, we've done a check.
I've got something about a jewelled silver comb written down. Played to her vanity. But
she's
really
given us a jewelled silver comb.
Yeah, give her that.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, she said to... But so if you remember rightly, first time you were in Phandalin, people mentioned Sister Garrielle to you, but she wasn't there. Picture had gone missing. Now she's back, but she looks like she's beaten and had a bit of a rough time. Like, and she said to you that, you know, she's been on this adventure and it was more dangerous than she originally anticipated. So she's come back kind of defeated and deflated. But now that you're here, considering everything that you've done recently or claim to have done, and people have said that you've done, like, she can, you know, rather than charge you the money to heal up Gundren, which is what she would normally do as the town's cleric, there would be, you know, it's a business. She said, look, I could really do with this being done. You know, if you, it's going to take me a few days to nurse him back to health. So rather than you sit around town, why don't you go and do this for me?
Go and die.
Yeah, so she says, basically, you know, legend has it, she's very vain. If you present her with this comb and you're nice to her and, you know, don't disrespect her, then she is said to have the ability to answer any question presented to her. And I would really like to know everything that she knows about Beau Gentle's book. And then she dropped in there that she was a banshee. And then I was like, bomb, bomb, bomb. See you next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for the help, guys. I needed that.
No, it's great.
I knew was the last bit.
Once you started talking, I started remembering. I was like, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
It's actually a pretty cool episode, actually, last week.
I think it was. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was high role play. It was a nice change from all of the combat we've done for the past few weeks.
Yes.
So it was good.
Oh, and Justice and Droopy had that moment, which was wicked.
That's right. Yeah. Sexy
moment. Yeah.
So, what's going on with Scapes at the moment? Then, like, what's his train of thought at?
Well, at the moment, he doesn't know who to trust, does he? He didn't realise that it went so like we were actually fucking with like gods, basically. You can beat that out, can't you, Sean? And he's just very paranoid of everyone, so he doesn't know what to do. You know, he doesn't really want to talk to anyone.
So you're just a bit concerned. You don't know who to trust anymore. I remember you saying something last week. I think I asked you a similar question. You're like, when you think about it, I've only known these people for like a week. You know, how can I trust them and stuff?
Well, I mean, especially if Sildar's like a replica.
Possibly.
Yeah.
He's a Blade Runner replicant.
He's a replicant,
Made in China.
Yeah, they're all replicants.
Goddamn skin jobs.
It's a common theme, isn't it, really, throughout fiction? Yeah. Like
body snatchers.
That's the one. We are still in that evening. You've probably not got long left on your charm person spell.
Great.
Amazing.
Hulk goes invisible.
So I can't remember what accent I was using for Sister Garrielle. So this is the one that I'm going to use now. I think it was more
I think it's about right.
More like this. So what do you say? Do you feel that this is something that you could do?
Well, I don't see why not. I think we've got a few days kicking around. Let's go Let's go see what a banshee has to say. How about it, guys?
Yes. I don't trust this place anyway. It's weird round here.
If anything, we just need to take Scapes for a bit of a walk.
I think some fresh air would do him good.
Yeah. Good old tear up with a banshee. We'll sort him right out.
Absolutely.
Get out of the pent-up energy, yes.
Well, yes. I did see him stumble earlier on. Is everything quite all right?
I didn't stumble. You stumbled.
Okay. What's that?
Excuse me, Sister Gabrielle, you don't have any smoking herbs, do you?
Sure, absolutely. That is something that I can get a hold of for you.
Excellent. That might help Scapes out.
It does tend to increase the paranoia. I'm not quite sure that that's the right. We need a nice herbal stuff. Tea, some chamomile, just to relax.
That'll do.
Justice is a man of religion. I think he just needs to
find
out. Have a little pray.
Refine who he trusts again. And if we're going to a new place, we wouldn't trust anyone anyway. So that's a good baseline. That's
good. Well, what do we know of this? What does everyone know of this town, this other town that we've got? We're going to have to pass to get to the mine.
Coneyberry.
What can you tell us of it?
That's an interesting question. It's at the other end of the tribal trail. Used to be, in the old days, they would trade with other towns and anything in the area. But during the spell plague 100 years ago, it was sacked by... Well, during the spell plague, first of all, when Toriel, our world, and the world of Ibea from the Shadow Plane, whatever the hell that place was called, the spell plague caused them to merge together and crash together, and place parts of Abia were kind of fixed upon the top of our world. One of the places affected was Coneyberry. Parts of the earth started floating. If you've ever been to Neverwinter, you'd see there's some earthmost there. There's a very famous inn on top of one of the earth moats there. It appears in some of the computer games, but I can't remember what it's called. But that's there. Ibea was quite similar. Unfortunately, some barbarian tribes up in the north, the savage north, didn't trust the magic, didn't like the invasion, and slaughtered everybody. It's just been an empty, abandoned town.
Sounds good.
Legend has it, though, back thousand years, that the people of Coneyberry used to revere Agatha as sort of like almost like a demigod of the forest. They would pay tributes to her. She had a shrine that they would drop tributes off to her, foods, gold, things like that. And she would protect the village, keep kind of bandits and roaming tribes at bay. If these legends were true, the barbarian tribe were just maybe too strong for her to help with, unfortunately.
How far did you get on your quest? You seem a little bit exhausted, sister.
I did get to the woods. Unfortunately, it's a very treacherous path. If you head to Coneyberry, there is still an old path from there which leads out to her shrine in the woods, day's march or something. The way is treacherous. I imagine the traps that put in place by the villagers of Coneyberry to keep her safe, and other threats as well. It's an evil place. The woods, not evil. It has its own agenda. Certainly, don't think you could really say a wood has an alignment one way or the other, really.
But, were you set upon by anything specific that we should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of things there. Tree monsters. Let me find my notes. all sorts of things. You could be attacked by swarms of birds. There's twig blights. There's weird mushroomy things that give off poisonous gases.
A gallery or
traps? kind of quite primitive traps, but they still work and would do just as much damage as ever. You might even find an owlbear or two if you're not careful.
Oh, fuck that! What do you know of shapeshifters?
Like werewolves?
No. Well, if they want to be, yeah, but they're like they can shift into anything.
I mean, there are stories that there are fey creatures who can
take on guises. There are wizards that can. Druids, young Pock would be able to tell you, can change shape.
Have you ever come across a creature that essentially that's its sole purpose? Picking up on Justice, want to describe the kind of blue blood. Can't describe what the doppelgangers have looked like once we've killed them.
Oh, my. No, that does sound like an awfully frightful thing, though. It could be anyone. Your friends, your family.
Okay, you should probably stop now.
Or you.
Or you.
Or me. Perhaps you can understand.
Roll initiative!
Perhaps you can understand a little bit why Justice is sensitive to these.
This is Dalaran, obviously. This is shapeshifter. Well, I've never came across any weird Play-Doh blue people before, but I am sure all the stories you told me, talking about these goblins, I'm sure it's nothing you can handle.
That's what a shapeshifter would say.
I'm okay. Just going to interject.
I'm just going to go and stand outside.
My best friend.
Yes, hello. Listen, we have some rather important. We have some very important things to discuss. Whilst we are gone, do not tell anyone, including Sildar Hallwinter, that Gundren is back.
Sildar.
He needs to stay in town. He can't leave town, and we need your help to keep him here whilst we deal with this task for you.
Who's?
I think we go and sort out Sildar first.
Who's Sildar? Name is not familiar to me.
Sildar? Oh, have you not met him yet? Good. That's fine. Ignore me. If you do meet him, don't worry. Just say hello.
I don't imagine it would be worth learning his name now. He's probably not going to last.
Definitely not.
No.
No.
Oh, Puck. Your friends. A funny one, huh?
Right, we've got excellent plans. So thank you for your hospitality, Darren.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're gonna scarper.
Bed's all set up for you. Yeah, when you ready
yes,
for you.
We will be back later. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, be careful then, and I'll stay up and wait for you for when you come back.
Excellent. That'd be great if you
perhaps,
could. Yeah. If you are, you don't have to. Yeah, if you're tired, then go to bed. It'd be silly. You know, just stay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can you just make sure you make us a nice cup of hot cocoa before we go to bed?
Yes, of course. Yeah. All right. Friend of Pox is our friend of mine. Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. On the side there, I've left some money. That's obviously for our horses tomorrow, when we need to go up the Tribor trail. So just remember that money there is for the horses tomorrow.
You don't have to worry about that. You're my best friend, of course. No, where's the good in having friends in high places if you can't put a favor over down? You're on the house for you, Pock, on the house.
No, I'm sure you'll feel differently tomorrow. It's fine. You can have it. It's my act as a good friend to you that you can have this. We'll pay our way. It's fine. And then Pock just leaves. But like, while still speaking, it's fine. You can just leave it there.
I follow.
Me too.
I'm already out there.
Yeah.
Right, Scopes, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Sorry. What are we up to then?
Well, we've got a mission, but I do think we still need to deal with Sildar first.
Sildar soon. I'm itching to get my hands on him. I can't believe he's done this.
Where was he staying?
He was at the Townmaster's Hall, was he not?
And we just get our asses over there.
I think he was staying at one of the inns, though.
Well, it's almost nightfall. Yeah,
is it night time?
Yeah, it's nights, yeah.
To the pub, anyone?
To the stone.
Yeah, let's go to the pub.
Definitely do a stiff drink.
Before we do this, what exactly is our plan here?
We return to Sildar.
We're just going to, because we're being very sneaky at the minute, and are we continuing to be sneaky and get him on his own, or are we just going to go in all guns blazing? I mean, what?
I think we should go and meet him. He doesn't suspect us of knowing him yet, does he?
No, he hasn't got a clue.
We can catch him off guard.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're just going to talk it out for a bit and
the story is that Gundren was dead. We've snuck Gundren in to have him healed so that Sildar doesn't know.
Yeah.
Fake Sildar doesn't know. So the story is we found Gundren dead. We cleared out the castle. We're here for our money.
If we are going to it do any harm to him. Might I suggest that we don't do it here, and maybe we tell him we have Gundren in the Red Brand hideout and take him away from the town and then kill him in a dungeon where no one can find him.
Well, this is a dupe, obviously.
Yes.
Well, I mean, not a bad idea, but do you think you'll fall for it? Why would you have taken Gundren, your friend,
to the Red Brand's hideout,
just left him in a dungeon?
Absolutely.
Well, I could be very charming.
we could say we're the kings of the Red Brand now.
I just feel that we need a way to not kill him in the middle of a pub, you know?
Well, we kill him anywhere in the pub, and he turns into a doppelganger, and everyone sees that he was already...
Exactly.
What if Sildar had a twin brother, and it actually turns out to just be his twin brother?
I think you're too fucking paranoid at the moment, Scapes.
Just stab him in the arm and do what you do best.
He might be able... Oh, look, okay, let's at least suggest that our conversation about what we've done it happens behind closed doors, just because we don't want the money exchange to be seen by patrons.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we know one of these pubs is going to have a back room somewhere we can go.
All taverns have a back room.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Right, so we need to go and find Sildar. Where do we need to go to find him?
Stonehill Inn?
Yeah, so last you knew, he was staying at the Stonehill Inn.
Everybody mind
on the way there, I'm just going to have a little tap on the Shrine of Luck and... get my 3 luck points.
Shit in hell. We're supposed to have talked about your leveling up, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, that was my introduction to what I've gained.
There we go. Oh, cool. Luck. Yeah, everyone leveled up, didn't you? Ooh, level 4. Yeah.
I've taken the lucky feat, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's cool.
Only because I couldn't be fucked to do the numbers.
I didn't know.
I was like, I'm taking a feat.
One moment.
You should have put, wow, your character. Lucky's a cool feat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone's leveled up to level 4. So, go on, go for it. How does that look like for Pock at level 4?
Oh, so I've gained an extra second level spell slot and an extra cantrip, which is fun. Didn't do any of the numbery stuff. I've finally got my head around it. But I figured with some points of luck, I would probably... kind of get the same advantages anyway, because I can re-roll stuff to a point. Although my spell DC now doesn't go up a point, which is the one thing I wanted. But
so you foregoed the ability modifier increase and took the lucky feat. So what does the lucky feat say if you read it off?
On attack rolls, ability checks, and saving throws, I can roll an additional d20 after the dice is rolled, but before the outcome is determined.
Yes.
And then I get to pick which, either my roll or the roll before. It also works on attack rolls against me. So I roll another d20. And then decide whether I want to use my roll or the attacker's roll to do the damage.
So basically, you get 3 points to spend per day, per long rest.
That's right.
And it essentially gives you advantage on a roll or
disadvantage
on my roll against you if you want to use it. Cool.
Could be handy on like saving throws more than anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you can choose to do it before you know whether the roll was a pass or success.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you. So if you basically, let's say you roll a 10 and that's going to give you a total of 13, that could pass some things, but I can't tell you if it's passed or failed. You have to then I want to re-roll it. So it's a bit of a hard one to do, really, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to go 13, I'm going to go miss. And then... you're going to say, can I use luck? And I'll be like, well, no, because I told you already.
What I'll do is I'll try and, before I tell you the number, I'll tell you that I'm using a luck point just to keep it fair.
Things like that. But otherwise, it's a pretty cool mechanic.
Yeah. And I can swim as an animal now. So I've got a swim speed.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So you can turn into a fin. Because there's so many rivers Goldfish. And beaches around here that you're.
I know, exactly.
Up here in the mountains.
That is cool.
That's about it.
Landlock swing.
Who wants to go next? Millicent? You leveled your character up?
Yes, boring. I've got wisdom. I bumped my wisdom from 0 to 2. I put 2 points in wisdom, basically, because I was failing a lot of that kind of stuff. And then I've got 27 hit points now. Yay!
Did you get any cool bardic powers or anything?
No, not 4. No. I'm saving feats for later, I think. Also, I'm doing it on D&D Beyond, so I didn't I didn't get a chance to buy the books to get access to the feats.
Right.
So I'm just going to leave it at that for now and see what happens in the next one.
Are you just using the free stuff? Do not have the player's handbooks? Feat suggestion in player's handbook?
I do not.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I was going to get it. I just haven't had time. But nah, yeah.
I won't bother. If you've already got the hard copy, why would you pay again for it?
Exactly. Yes.
What you should do is use Dungeon Master's Vault.
Revert to that.
Yeah, Dungeon Master's Vault is really cool. It used to be Orc Pub. As long as you are only using, you know, the basic stuff is on there is all of the SRD content. But you can put your own stuff in there under homebrew. So you can just type up, if you've got the PHB, you can just type it in there and then it will be in there. As long as you're not then sharing that with other people, you're not breaking any laws. But yeah.
Yeah, well, both of those things cross my mind. It's just time. So just for a fit. And I wanted a wisdom bump, so I've got a wisdom bump.
Yeah, well, I probably would have done something like that as well. I would have done that if I was Pock, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Skates, what's
it's funny because he spent half hour explaining how to do it.
Half
to
an hour. I was working, right? I was working, and it was about 45 minutes that I was just, and I didn't do a single bit of work because I was just typing messages and reading books, trying to, you know, so I could put it into layman's terms.
Next time, though, I'll know. So it's good.
Don't tell my boss. Scapes, what does level 4 look like?
Right, so level 4, I've gone up to 28 hit points, which is tasty. Nice for me. And he's got so angry at all of this, and he's so worried now that he's foregone his shield and he's actually got dual wield and he's using two chunky long swords that he's going to bring the pain with.
Nice.
So, he's good.
So again, you didn't take the ability score increase. You took a feat, took dual weaver. So now you can
dual weaver.
Dual weaver. Well, I don't know what it's
called. A tapestry.
Yeah, and it's a pretty cool one. I've used that before with a character many years ago. It's a pretty cool feat. It puts your damage output up, and allows, especially because you can use two long swords. You're not restricted by light weapons. It's pretty nifty. You also get a +1 AC boost. So whilst you've lost 2 points because you've lost the shield, you've gained a point, so you've actually only lost 1 AC point, which is good news for me because it makes you slightly used to
naked. Yeah, I bet.
Only slightly though.
Only slightly. And then Burr, what does level 4 look like?
I've just done the those bits, the upgrades on the side.
I've done that.
So you put you just put your abilities
jump up to 10 from a 9, and I've got the what's the bit under it? Modifier?
Yeah.
From -1 to 0, my dex has gone from 19 to 18, so I've got a +4 on my dex now.
Nice.
And then, +1 on acrobatics.
So your skills athletics. Are all bumped up as a result?
Yeah, my skills are bumped up, and my weapons as well. So
cool.
Yeah, I've got sexier weapons. Yeah, basic stuff. But
I couldn't believe you had a -1 strength.
Yeah,
I thought you was the tough nut.
No, he's a dex based character.
I wasn't tasty. I was stealthy and fast. Strength wise, rubbish. Yeah,
rogues kind of optimize. Oh yeah, make use of their dexterity stat. So his dex is quite high.
Oh, okay,
which is cool.
Oh yeah, hence we are ducking and diving.
Dive, dodge, dip, and duck.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going to the pub. It's late evening. 9:10-ish, but there's still people in there merrymaking, drinking away. And as you approach the door, the lights are on, and you open it, and suddenly you've just got that laughter and song and merrymaking in the background going on. Drinks going round. People are a lot happier than last time you were here. It's been only been for 3 or 4 days, but if you remember, everyone was a little bit downtrodden, but everybody seems a lot happier. There's more people in the bar now, and you even notice a couple of people still kind of in the streets, which there was no one in the streets last time you were here. As you open the door, old Toblerone, whatever his name is, Toblin, he sees you and he's like, "Friends, you return. Come to regale us of stories of your adventures. Did you find your missing friend? What was his name? You asked everybody in town about him. What was his name? And his Gundren, did you find him?"
"Unfortunately, Toblin, we didn't."
"Oh.
It's sad news."
"No. Yeah, no. We're still in search. We were back for just a short break."
"I would say my casa or su casa, but what did we decide that was last week? Elvish. But unfortunately, this is the business and you do have to pay." But yeah, and he's like, "I tell you what, first round's on me." And he's like, calls his wife over. forget her name.
Can I have a bottle of the strongest shots that you have, please? Like, just a whole bottle.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, like, drinks are normally, like, a silver piece or something. I'm not even that. I think they're a couple of coppers. So it was like, you know, a couple of silver will knock for a bottle. It seems pretty adequate.
Yeah, silver. Toblin, have you seen Sildar about?
Now you mention it. Nah, I thought he must have gone to catch you guys up. He's not been in a couple of days.
Prick.
Right.
Well, I thought it was a friend of yours, Scapes.
No, I've always thought it was a bit weird, isn't it? He's a bit.
To be fair, you have right from the get go. You're like,
yeah,
prick.
Yeah. I've never been fond of him, honestly.
Did he say where he was going by any chance?
No, he just disappeared, didn't check out at all. I mean, he didn't have any stuff. You know, when you
we check his quarters at all?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've not been here. He ain't paid his bill, like, so the room's empty. We sent the cleaners in there, as we do, but there wasn't anything. He didn't have any stuff, did he? You know, you rescued him and brought him here, and he just had the clothes on his back, so...
Cleaners didn't find nothing, though, no?
Nah, but you're welcome to have a look in there if you want. Are you guys looking for a room tonight, or have you got that sorted?
No,
What's
the latest you take bookings?
I've got a couple of rooms spare for you. We haven't really. I mean, like, people are still kind of worried about coming down here because of those red brands. Word hasn't quite got around yet that they're no longer a trouble thanks to you guys. So if you want a room, there's a room for you. I'll give you some special rate, whatever the price is normally, or just half it.
We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah. Pockets, right. It's up to you. How much do you want to stay with your best friend?
we'll see later. You're up for a while, aren't you, Toblerone?
Yeah, we have a couple more hours, and you know, ring the bell. Like, we do take people coming tonight. Ring the bell and come down and see you.
Well, I'm sure we'll see you in due course.
You can always get into the rooms around the back anyway. If you hire one, you get your own key.
Oh, okay, lovely. Could we? Okay, yeah, we'll let you know.
Where do you guys want to go then? Should we go to
I think it's worth going to see Mr. Wester. He's the only one who had contact with Sildar.
What was the name of the really strong booze that I bought?
I don't fucking know. just call it like a bottle of
extra strong booze.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
He paid a couple of silver for it. Here's what he wanted. Yeah. I think he wants an excuse to be able to roleplay being the fact that he's really drunk.
No. Times one. A bottle. No. Purely because I wanted to get Sildar to one side and get him absolutely hammered. And then.
Okay.
Then cut his feet off.
Yeah. Once we find him, we can booze the fuck out of him.
I can see some shoes going into the bag of holding very soon.
That's right.
I have a feeling that. Whoever was
Sildar is fucked off.
Gone back to that later. How much do we know about these doppelgangers? How many times can they shapeshift? Any idea? I wonder if we've already killed what we thought was Sildar.
Give me an Arcana check.
Ooh, that's a good one for me.
Yeah, because we took a
shit roll though. That's a 12 in total.
Not the greatest. One of these
I might use my luck.
lucky.
Well, that's a fucking two, isn't it?
Not very lucky today. Okay.
Not lucky today.
Let's see what the monster manual says about them, if anything.
Here's my thinking, is that Sildar Hallwinter, as we knew him, may have been the same doppelganger at Cragmore Castle, and it kind of links the red brands together in Vandalin, and it kind of all ties up, doesn't it? If it's the same doppelganger that shapeshifted a few times.
Yeah, it wouldn't be impossible for someone to beat us there, especially if they knew exactly where they were going. We searched for a bit, didn't we?
I think, with a 12, you don't really know much about them other than what you've discovered from just kind of meeting them. Certainly not a high enough role to give you something from their stat block. Some general history about them. And not a whole
I'm
lot.
Happy to take that as a hunch for now.
So we can't get too bogged down with Sildar now, then, because he's either fucked off or... Yeah.
Let's visit Harbin. I think that's a great idea.
Harbin West here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the only one we can talk to, really, isn't it?
And he's at Soundmaster's Hall, is he? Does he sleep there, or has he got a home?
He's got a home. His house is next to
him. Oh yeah, Harbin West is home. Right, we'll go. Kicky story.
How do we leave it with him? It wasn't good, was it?
Not particularly. I think we tried to steal his shoes.
You would, yeah, you'd shook him up a bit and threatened him a bit. So you're not on great terms at all. He was pretty glad to see the back of you, but he wasn't bad either. Like, he was just scared that he was going to get killed by the Red Brands. Just,
he should be pretty chuffed now we got rid of Red Brands.
Yeah, we could ask.
Maybe.
Okay, let's have a jaunt onto Harbin Wester's gaff then.
Gad already, Lance. You've only just got here. And lasses, obviously. Sorry, Mum.
Sorry, Toblin. We've got shit to do.
All right, well, no worries. Just take it easy with that bottle. No one will be finding you in an alley in your own vomit.
Don't worry, I'll be waterboarding someone without saying enough.
So you walk down to Harbin Wester's home. It's just around the corner, really, just past the Townmaster's Hall. Like, you know, it is late evening. You know, it's sort of 9-ish, as I said, 9-10-ish in the evening. There's no lights on.
I think we let the boys take care of this. You had a really good rapport with him last time.
Well, should we go and knock on his door then, Bert?
Just go and give him a fucking kick in.
All right.
Yeah, fuck it.
What should we do? Should we knock?
I think we knock first, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. He opens and knocks on the door.
Wake up, you slag!
And then, like, you hear some shuffling in there, and then, like, you see a light kind of flick on. Not like electric flick, but like like candle, like torchlight, could turn on in there. And
what's the meaning of this hour? Office hours 9 to 5 at the town hall.
Oh, that's not a very nice attitude. Aren't you happy to see us?
He kind of looks through like a window. He's like, you guys are back, are you? Is it urgent?
Well, don't invite us in then.
Well, in my nightgown.
Yeah, that's all right. We've seen worse, son, and I pushed the door open.
And Millicent just, when he says I'm in my nightgown, just from the back wolf whistle, just...
Yeah. She likes you.
Yeah, all right. If you want to push the door open, make a strength check.
Oh, okay. Oh, what? Can I do it again?
So yeah, you push into it, but it's locked. Like he you know, and he pushes back against it. He's a big fat guy. It doesn't budge.
Touch Scapes and give him some guidance.
I'll have you arrested. We've got a town militia now breaking an entry. What is the meaning of this? And I'll call the guards.
Well, don't ask me. I'm just a muscle, so
can I persuade him and say, look, you know, we just want to come in for a little bit of a chat. We've got some information there, and we need to have a little word with you.
Well, you're in danger.
Perhaps you should have started with that to begin with, instead of trying to barge into my home. As I explained, my office was a 9 to 5. But if you keep on causing such ruckus, then, like I said, I'll have you arrested and thrown in the jail cells, and then escorted out of town.
How are you going to do that without a tongue? Can I do an intimidation check?
You can.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we are the law in this town.
How did they get a town militia in like 2 days?
It's been like a good 4 or 5 days. And when you left, they were training people up. Like the Lion Shield Costa was doing it and stuff. So, I mean, it might be basic. Maybe it's pushing you. What did you roll? 13. And it's like, that's it. And it starts shouting, and you hear a bell ringing in his house. Like, and it's like, guards! 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 And he's ringing this bell. And then you, not long after, you start hearing another bell, and then another bell, and then you start hearing some shouting in the distance.
Well, this escalated quickly, didn't it?
Listen, I understand that you're alarmed. We have urgent information to tell you about Sildar Hallwinter. He's not who you think you are. He is. They are. I'm popped very nervous. Look, he's not who you think we are. We need a serious discussion about this because Phandalin is once again in danger. And once again, we come to save the fucking day because of your shitty, incompetent fucking ways of learning. Yeah. People, village, town, bastard. Sit down.
Bars, bars, ding, 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 bars.
Fucking.
We're going to have to kill some guards.
You hear some people, it's the sound of people running in a not that far away.
Well, should we leg it?
Nah.
Leg it or just say, look, we're going.
We're going.
I think we can avoid. I think we're gonna. We might still be able to avoid being arrested. So let's just.
We can leg it and we can come back in the morning.
I think they're going to be searching for us everywhere. I think we need to just deal with it now.
I think we're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll calm it down.
It's not just a hands up situation. Let's explain ourselves.
We'll get arrested. They'll just be like, nah.
His word against ours, isn't it?
And he's a turd.
Sorry, guys. I got a bit carried away.
It's all right.
If you'd have marched away in, we'd have bed this quietly.
So I'm gonna bang a
just ask nicely for a conversation. You could have gone and complained differently.
Are we still there?
I assume so. What are you doing?
I'm gonna try and charm him.
Okay.
To stand the guards down.
DC 13, yeah?
Yeah, huh?
Oh well, okay. I shall tell you that I've rolled a 12. I'm now going to check to see whether he's got any wisdom modifier or not. Let's have a look. Wisdom's plus zero. So he rolled a 12. So he's charmed.
Cracking. Okay, Sildar, when the guards get here, there's a misunderstanding. You thought we was breaking in. We were just coming in to help you. Turn the guards away. Sit down and we're going to have a chat.
It's probably been long enough now. Anyway, okay, that's fine. Charmed person is constant. Is it concentration?
No, just lasts an hour.
Just lasts an hour. Sweet.
I can charm everyone.
Charm everyone. And it's like the bell starts ringing. It's like, Pock?
Yes.
Pock. I didn't realise that you were with them. I'm my best friend, Pock. Oh, and he starts undoing some latches and open the door. Like, oh, my
hello,
best
buddy.
Friend, Pock. Oh, good. What's the point of this? These people are trying to barge into my house. And you.
No, I'm so sorry. It's a misunderstanding. We thought someone was burgling your house, so we tried to burst in, and it was only you walking around, you see. We're terribly sorry. Could you just pop outside and tell the guards to maybe sort of stand down, of false alarm? Thank you.
I didn't realize it was you. I would never have rung the bell. And it's the guards coming out, they're like, halt, stop right there. And they will bring up crossbows and start, you know, there's loads of people around you. And he just steps out in his little nightgown and a little candle and a bell, you know, and it's like,
I'm going to produce flame just behind him so you can see his shadow through his nightgown.
Okay. There's a couple of
all the guards can see his dick.
There's a couple of giggles and people, but they're trying to keep us right. Sir, everything all right, sir? You ring the bell, sir. And you can tell that they don't know really what they're doing. They're new at their job, but they're trying to be professional, you know. And they've all got, like, on their outfit tabards, like, a little symbol of the lion shield Costa. I think it was, like, the lion head or something, whatever it was, as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, yeah, but there's just a misunderstanding. False alarm. My best friend Pock. He came to see me. His friend startled me. That's all. And I'm like, I'm gonna roll a couple of insight checks just to see whether or not they're gonna believe him or not, or be able to tell that there's something wrong with him. What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna roll it with advantage. Well, I was gonna roll like a handful of dice, but that doesn't seem fair. So I'm gonna roll it because there's like five or six of them. I'm just gonna roll with advantage to see what happens.
Thank you, Dick.
A 5 and a 7.
Crack him.
So they're like, well, if you say so, but keep that bell, you know. Would you like us to station a couple of guards just outside, just in case?
I don't think that's necessary, is it, Harvin?
Well, that's not necessary, is it, Pock?
No.
Not necessary at all.
Not for best friends like us.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, then, be on your way. Good job. Keep the town safe. So, Pock, come in. I was in bed, but have a nice little nightcap.
Yeah, the most expensive whiskey you have. That's a nice one, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, always wear a man or a fine taste.
For everyone, of course, yeah.
Of course. So he goes and he gets like some whiskey out and a couple of little glasses and then like starts pouring it out, like, handing them around the room. So, what is it that I could do you for today, this evening?
Anyone want to fill him in?
Well, yeah, but I don't think I should. I think we should talk to him.
I think we can. do you think we can get him? Do you think we can get him mangled on this cheap extra strong booze that I bought?
It'll be handy in an hour's time, I think. Yeah. Have a drink with him. Harbin.
Pock.
What have you seen Silda Hallwinter recently?
Not for a few days. Thankfully, I didn't much like the guy bossing me around. He was ever so mysterious. He only ever seemed to really appear when you guys were around. But then he just disappeared during the rest of the day. You went to investigate that Gundren business 4-5 days ago, and very shortly after you left, can't say I've seen him.
What was the last thing he said to you?
Business about the Red Brian. Don't remember.
We have reason to believe that Sildar is... Am I going with this, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sildar is a doppelganger and has had all of us by the ghoulies, so to speak.
The remains of the real Sildar.
We found Sildar's body.
Dead?
Dead.
I didn't much like the guy, but I wouldn't want to wish that upon him.
Well, you didn't like who you thought was Sildar. We're saying that Sildar isn't who he said he was.
Sildar we found was a long time dead.
Who was that in my office then, pretending like he owned the place?
Well, we are yet to discover, but it was a doppelganger, and we believe he is going to put Phandalin in great, great danger. We need to find him urgently.
A doppelganger? I hope that's not contagious. Wash your hands. Sing a happy birthday. Please say.
We are heading to... where are we going?
What's if you have to go out, don't go out.
Cone.
Must get a bus, then don't get a bus.
What's the name of the...
Coneyberry.
What's the name of the
Harbin?
Oh, we're going to.
I didn't get that, Lisa. Sorry.
Sorry, go on.
I was just laughing. I was like, "Have you just got written next to your notes for Harbin Weston? Just Boris voice."
Notes? What are these? these are my notes.
We'll be shortly heading to the Lost Mine of Phandelver. You know what power that holds, and if Sildar and the Black Spider...
Whoa, cycle back, dude.
This is the only thing I know.
That's been the clue to the name. It's been lost for years. Lost Spider Phandelver, you say? Black Spider?
It's been found, and your Red Brand's had links to it, and so does Sildar. And we need to stop it before all shit breaks loose and Phandalin is swallowed. Is there any way you can help with... I don't know what to do but vomit words in. Someone else fucking take over.
No, it's good.
I don't know. We've got an hour, so we'll get there eventually.
So,
I don't know what to say to him.
I lost... You said Black Spire, Lost Spine, evil and swallowing Phandalin. What do you mean, Puck?
Gundren, the man we were looking for. And his brothers found the lost mine of Phandelver. upon this journey, inside the lost mine of Phandelver is this thing that's bad because it's got the Forge of Spells. Haha, yes, I remembered. And if that gets into the wrong hands, everyone is fucked, and we're trying to stop it. The man you thought was Sildar is a doppelganger and is working for the Black Spider in the Lost Spider Phandelver. We need to go there and get it back, and if you don't help us, we're all fucked. You're probably going to die. The whole Phandalin's going to fall to pieces, and the Red Brands could be back, and we need provisions. We need help. We need guards. Give us all of it.
Well, that all sounds... terribly frightening, but there's not much I can do for you. I'm just a bureaucrat. I just collect taxes and make sure that the roads are... I don't have an army to give you, and provisions you'd need to speak to Barthen. He runs the shop. I don't have the power to demand that anybody gives you anything, dear boy. I'm terribly sorry, but...
How about we demand some recompense for... giving you back your town from the Red Brand.
Demand? Puck! It's just funny lady you hang around with.
Well, as far as you're concerned, she's your best friend.
Your best friend? I never asked you to... nobody asked you. I appreciate everything you did, of course,
is it possible if I can have a look at the tax records for what Sildar was... like Sildar and what the about like what the what where his money was going, find out any you know anything to do with it. Would that help?
Money?
Like check the accounts of the dwarfs and see if there's any suggestion of oh I don't know, it's pointless, no. Give up. I'm a bit sorry.
Confused. I appreciate your line of thought, but
yeah,
the dwarves I don't really have any information on them. They didn't stay in the town. I never met them. And they came, shopped, and left.
There's one person that does. What's her face?
She's got a thing down there. Halia.
It's Halia. That's the one.
That's what.
I mean, she's not going to give up any information. I'm kind of talking to Justice. So she wasn't likely to give up any information to us then.
Yeah, but, no, okay.
Is there anything we... I think we've probably got all the information we can off this guy, haven't we?
Yeah, you're talking about Halia. She runs the miners' exchange, so she had record. She didn't really have much that she told you about the Gungeon. She'd met them. They'd put a claim in, which she'd stamped, and then they had to go to Neverwinter to get it officiated.
I think we've got what we needed to hear from him.
Good to see you then. Perhaps I appreciate. I've got time for you, Pop, but next time, let me know in advance or.
Yeah. I'm terribly sorry for but by the way, we took care of that orc problem for you as well.
Oh, we are smashing. Good. Yeah, come by the office in the morning and we'll get you paid.
We might not be here tomorrow morning. If you've got the payment now
or... not on me, it's not really something that it'd carry out.
Anything worth to the value of 100 gold or
just some booze or something like that, dude.
Roll me a persuasion with advantage.
Me?
What's a call,
no,
dude.
Pot.
Oh, Pot, go on, Pot.
Plus one. 16.
16 persuasion. Did you bring the proof? You know, the proof of head, scalp, finger, of all
you have my word.
I'm a testicle.
Yeah, did I pop that in a bag of holding? well, you think we did such a bloody good job. We got a bit carried away.
Oh, sure, Fiam. Listen, what I could do, just for you.
How about half?
I'll see what I've got going on around here. Let's just have a look. 100 gold pieces, but I don't have 100 on me. But here, so swing by the office in the morning. Here's, and it goes and out of the room and comes back. So look, take this for now. Swing by and get the rest tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much. We will do.
What do you give us?
Guys, we need to leave tomorrow.
Small pouch of like 20 gold in.
Fucking hell.
Sorry.
So what we do is we find him in the office tomorrow.
Why would you... I don't understand my point.
He's already had trouble with
fun, isn't it?
He's gone power mad.
I just mugged this geezer off of another 20.
This charm spell, I don't quite know how to use yet. That's what we figured out.
You've got it in the right. I mean, it's so far. You kind of use it in this situation, scarf her off. But then this is like a town that you might want to come back to.
A town that people will fuck us over with. So at the moment, we now have...
Maybe we should start killing the guards now then, well, before that.
218 gold.
Still write it down, though.
Okay. So what are you going to do? You're going to go back to the pub for the evening?
Yeah, we need to rest.
Yeah, let's go and get some rest.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay, you go back to the pub. not much has changed. You've only been gone 20 minutes after. Well, you've had a couple of drinks, actually, haven't you? So maybe you've been gone for an hour, but they're still open. There's still a few people in there as well. You know, it's still relatively busy. I mean, like I said earlier on, people are happy. Cockney. What? All right, guys, you're back already. Yeah. How's that bottle of liquor treating you, Burr?
Yeah, not bad.
Good.
I don't think there's a song coming on soon.
Oh, all right. Brilliant.
Yeah. Let's have a drink up and have a little sing.
I feel like a jig and a song.
Perhaps we haven't got a maestro in this evening. Medicine the Bar, perhaps you would like to sing us a song.
I'll see what I can do.
Lovely. Well, everybody, that's enough for this week. thank you very much for joining us. Tune in next week for everything. You're going to listen to a very special song now that Lisa, a.k.a. Millicent, has written, inspired by the tale of Melaru Orgalatha.
The diary that
she found last week.
Oh, right, yeah.
So do enjoy that on the outro. Guys in the Twitch, we'll be back in 5-10 minutes. We'll have a break and we'll come back and see you in a minute. Otherwise, if you're
podcast listening. We'll see you next week.
Well, it seems like you lot might be down for some entertainment. Let me see what I can rustle up here. In the age of the ancients, a child is born to an elven husband and wife. The couple are driven by love and ambition to plan out their new daughter's life. But how tightly should one hold the hand of an heir, having every decision pre-made? For if you're not careful, that bairn you so love will put you at the end of her blade. Oh, beautiful Melaru, her open heart and eyes of blue, your mother and father will teach you to be who they need you to be. The daughter is now a young lady, her father is beaming with pride. You'll marry of pure elvish bloodline, for you'll make a most beautiful bride. But as she grew older, her feelings grew colder to the plans laid out at her feet. And when fate would step in, as it does in these tales, a kindred of soul she would meet. Oh, beautiful Melaru, a soul. Once a pure elven grandchild heir, how can she cry love for this human boy? They are scoundrels not worthy of care. I cannot allow this romance to go on, so he hatches a plan most vile. And when news of Lakara's death reaches, Melaru's screams can be heard over miles. Oh, pitiful Melaru, her broken heart and eyes of blue, your father will make sure that you are true to who he wants you to be. Fate would step in one more time here, when Melaru has nothing to lose. A mischievous god, filled with evil and rot, made an offer she could not refuse. Sacrifice one, and in exchange, I'll return the love of your life. You didn't see this one coming, Dad, she grinned as she sank in her knife. Oh, murderous Melaru, her blackened heart and eyes of blue. Don't ever tell her what to do, she'll be who she wants to be. She'll be who she needs to be. She'll be who she wants.
Ah, thank you, thank you. Yes, your applause is much, much appreciated. But of course, your coin will go a lot further. Sodger then.
The D&D Show would like to thank Soul Coast Soundscapes on YouTube for the music used in this recording. Find him on Twitter at Soul Coast Sounds. Thank you to Lewis Gell for writing our theme tune. Find him on Twitter at LewisSWGell. And thank you to our very own James Bly for creating the new incredible orchestral arrangement. Lastly, from all of us here at the D&D Show, thank you for downloading our podcast. You are amazing. We'll see you next time. The D&D Show is unofficial fan content permitted under the fan content policy and is not approved or endorsed by Wizards. Portions of the materials used are property of Wizards of the Coast LLC.
Here at Pen and Slabs, we take our episodes seriously. Observe!
Natural one.
Confounded dragon. I must prepare for next week.
Why? What are we doing next week, Bellry?
The same thing we do every week, dragon. Try to accent the world.
It's Penance. It's Penance RPG.
Penance RPG. The definition of insanity.
Danger. Mystery. Intrigue. Think you've heard all that actual play podcasts have to offer? Think again. I'm Nate Peterson. I'm Nate Peterson, the dungeon master for... Yes, Stuart, what can I do for you?
I know naught of this, Stuart. My name is Dweezil Vansafir, the Bard of Bards.
Well, firstly, your name's Stuart and you're from Yorkshire. Secondly, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm trying to record an advert for our show.
Well, firstly, in your parlance, I've never even heard of this Yorkshire. And secondly, if there is a show to be advertised, then surely it should be I, Dweezil Vansafir, to do the advertising.
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, surely this is a job for me as the Dungeon Master.
Perhaps a, song?
No, I certainly don't think it's time for a song.
Five adventurers, brave and true, strong of will and strong of arm, a band unbreakable through and through. They protect each other from insult and harm. What more persuasion could one require? Tune in to hear our tales.
Dice and Desire. You see, Stuart, words do have power, but certainly not as much power as the Dungeon Master. Join me as I corral my merry band of misfits through Storm King's Thunder every week on Dice and Desire, a 5e actual play podcast.